Right now in Florida, ex-felons have a mandatory waiting period of at least 5 years before they can vote again. And even then, they have to clear the hurdles of applying, being selected by the state clemency board, which Governor Rick Scott sits on, and appearing before the board in Tallahassee. Now, Judge Mark Walker has issued an injunction requiring the board to scrap that system and has laid out parameters for creating a new one. Walker ruled in February the current scheme is unconstitutional.
It is a completely arbitrary process with no rules, no criteria, no standards whatsoever.
That's John Sherman, senior counsel for the Fair Elections Legal Network. His organization served as counsel for the plaintiffs in a lawsuit filed against Governor Scott in 2017 relating to ex-felons' rights. Sherman said he is heartened by Judge Walker's move. He adds the parameters Walker set for Governor Scott in creating a new system stand to yield results.
He said that the changes they have to make to the voting restoration scheme have to be robust and meaningful. They have to be specific. He said they could no longer rely on discretion and subjective criteria. They would have to have specific neutral criteria is the phrase, another phrase that he used.
Judge Walker, in his order, wrote the clemency board, which includes the Attorney General, Commissioner of Agriculture, and Chief Financial Officer, can't have room to rely on whims in selecting whose rights are reinstated. But setting those type of guidelines aren't the only thing Walker did in issuing the injunction.
And not only did he do that, but he also prevented the state from making good on its threat to withdraw the voting restoration scheme entirely. One of the things that the state's lawyers had suggested in the brief is that they could just have a lifetime irrevocable voting ban for all felons.
Governor Scott, however, appears to be holding out hope that Judge Walker's ruling goes beyond his jurisdiction. John Tupps, Scott's communications director, issued a statement saying, quote, "We will review the court's ruling. Officials elected by Floridians, not judges, have the authority to determine Florida's clemency process for convicted felons. This is outlined in Florida's Constitution." Fair Elections Legal Network's John Sherman, though, says the clemency board's new set of rules could create other constitutional issues. Until April 26th, he and other advocates will have to watch and wait. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.